Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Here with me in this interview is David Markey, who is the president of the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. And David, we had our business meeting for the organization this morning to kind of kick things off here in Norway. And I understand you were reelected. Is that the right way to put it?
Yes, it is, Chuck. Reelected happily for another 2 years. The theme of the Congress in Norway is feeding your senses, and I feel stuffed already because I've been eating since last night. So yeah, very, very happy to take on the role as president now for the next 2 years.
Tell us a little bit about where things stand with the development of IFAJ nationally in terms of, I know we've had some new countries, I think, that are coming on board that have their own organizations, and how do you see that growth continuing?
I think the reach is out to the Americas. We already have very prominent members in North America, and we participate in the AMS Summit each year. But we just have taken Argentina as a new member, and Brazil is the next country that IFAJ are chasing and hoping to get in for next year.
Tell us a little bit about this Congress here. I mean, it moves around year to year. This is my second one to personally attend. And for those who have not had a chance to or are considering perhaps in the future, what would they expect and find when they come to one of these meetings?
I think the most important thing is that they're going to meet friends. They're going to be able to get to understand different trends that are happening in different countries, not only in terms of agriculture, but also in terms of journalism and communications. One of the most important aspects of any Congress is the communications seminar that's held, and this gives an opportunity to journalists to interact and learn from each other. Last year it was in Switzerland, as you know. Next year it's in Japan, and it's the first time we've ventured into Asia, and obviously that's a very important development for IFAJ. We've had Japan as members of IFAJ for 25 years, but they have raised over $1.5 million to host the event next year in Japan.
Can you make a comment about how important agricultural journalism is, or maybe should be, for a country and for even people who are not involved in agriculture to know about the role that the agricultural journalist plays in today's world? Obviously, globalization is certainly shrinking things, at least from an information standpoint.
Well, just like farming is affecting this contracting of farmers in the United States, it's also similar all over the world, with farm numbers dropping in Europe dramatically as the WTO and CAP talks take place. Farmers are having to farm better, and there is a better structure on farming. If you take that directly in terms of our own business, agricultural journalism, 5 years ago I was worried that we journalists might be replaced because a lot of the agricultural specialist writers were being replaced on national newspapers by correspondents who effectively covered a number of issues. I'm happy to report that in the last 3 years that trend has changed, that each of our members are showing growth in their numbers of young people, particularly joining agricultural journalism. And there has been a 20% growth in young people under 30 years of age getting involved in agricultural journalism and communications in the last 3 years. So it's looking good for the future.
Well, you mentioned young people. I think that was important. We have kind of a new initiative sort of to get them involved and help them financially come to attend these professional development seminars.
Yeah, we're calling that a young leaders program, and the development came from an association through our professional development team of Owen Roberts in Canada in Guelph University. It's basically getting a company like Alltech involved in funding young journalists to attend congresses. They have to be under 30. And it's open to young journalists in the United States, and I'll be making the AAEA and the AMS aware of it next year. And the idea is to bring five young journalists through IFAJ to a Congress every year.
I wonder if you could comment about the interaction between the people here who are from countries all over the world, and we report on a business that oftentimes is in competition from country to country. Certainly in the WTO negotiations, that's never been more evident. But when these people come together, do you see that kind of competitiveness, or would you, how would you describe the interaction on a personal level between people who come here?
Well, I suppose it's, even though we're a non-political organization, it's a bit like politics in your country or mine, where, you know, on the face of it, whether it's a Tonight Show or a CBS special, you have politicians on one side, whether it's Republican or Democrat, having a go at each other. And then when they sit around the table afterwards, we can all learn from each other. Certainly, I find that sharing experiences at these congresses is a great way of understanding how other people operate in different countries. And those shared experiences are great, because it means that we can put it into our own business when we go back to Ireland or to Germany or to France or Italy or Spain or the United States. So, I mean, yes, you're right. There are issues, particularly between the United States and Europe, on political issues on the WTOs. But we leave that behind when we come to a Congress like this. It's all about learning and sharing and effectively developing partnerships.
Can you make a comment about how people who are involved in agricultural marketing, especially with companies, some of whom are sponsoring some of the activities here at IFAJ, but as they look at what IFAJ is doing and who they could communicate with themselves, what are the opportunities for companies to bring their MarCom people to one of these meetings?
I think, firstly, any sponsor, the value of sponsorship is making sure you put the right package to the sponsor. We're only working with four sponsors at the moment, and what we're trying to do is make sure that each of their packages are unique so that they seem to be getting good value for money. We also have to keep the integrity of that side of the relationship, very much like you do in your own organization. And so, you know, we have a code of practice in terms of dealing with sponsors. I think the most fundamental thing is that they get the opportunity of meeting journalists directly and interfacing and exchanging ideas. And as I mentioned earlier, in the seminar we're having in Berlin, we're going to invite four communications people to Berlin to discuss and debate with the executive, that's the board of directors of IFAJ, in how they interact with journalists, what are the problems facing the profession, how PR and journalism can actually work in tandem together and not seem to be the competitors that they always seem to be. In other words, PR, advertising, etc., always the twain shall never meet. Marketing is something that I think is becoming far more important to companies now. They want a very much niche market instead of mass market, and getting to meet delegates on a one-to-one basis is the best way, in my opinion, of niche marketing.
Is there anything else you'd like people to know about IFAJ that we didn't touch on here for this interview?
I think the one thing that a lot of member countries don't realize is that it's their organization, and that whether you're in the United States or whether you're based in Europe or any part of the world, that you can use our organization for information. We have an information bank. If you're looking to source a story, or if you're looking to source a picture, or if you're looking to get an insight into a different story for your publication or for your broadcast media, use IFAJ, interact with us, interact with our website, and by all means feel that the organization is yours and that the United States and your membership is very important to IFAJ.
Well, thank you very much. That's David Markey, who has just been re-elected president for the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. He's from Ireland, but we're here in Norway at the IFAJ Congress 2006. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.